You're listening to the Movement is Medicine Show, a podcast hosted by Head to Toe Spine and Sports Therapy, a modern chiropractic and manual therapy practice in Edmonds, Washington. Now, let's get into the show. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the show. And today it is the Goodfella Show. Gentlemen, what's going on?
What's up?
How are you, man?
Yeah, we got Dr. Tim, Dr. James, Dr. Lee in the house.
It's the boy show.
It's the boy show today.
Yeah.
And what are we talking about? We're talking about a holiday. We have a holiday burnout show today, right?
Yep, that we do.
Specifically, how to prevent that from happening.
Yeah.
Not how to get burned out at the holidays, because that's just that can happen without any try, without any effort.
That's going to be happening anyway.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's like, how do you combat that? That's what we want to get
totally. Into. Because we're recording this, it's like middle of November, and so things are going to get spicy here in the next couple weeks, and that holiday train is rolling into the station, and it's just going to keep on rolling then.
Yeah, somehow Thanksgiving's next week.
Isn't that insane?
It's wild.
That is crazy.
It's flown by this whole month. Yeah. Past 2 months, honestly.
Yeah, as soon as we got into fall, it was just like hyperspeed.
It's crazy. Yeah, no, yeah. Fast. It's like turbo zone. It's light speed now.
Light speed, yeah.
So we all know why we get burned out, why people get burned out at the holidays. I mean, there's a lot of extra stuff to do.
Yep.
Shopping, lists, cooking, events, seeing people this year. I mean, we're still in pandemic, but I think a lot more people are doing stuff this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You know, so there's like all of that, and then you're eating foods you don't normally eat. Your sleep might be getting disrupted. Maybe you're drinking more. Mm-hmm. So let's get into some of these lifestyle maybe tips, tricks, insights, best practices that people can use to, you know, curb that holiday burnout.
Yeah, I mean, especially with what you just mentioned, those are the things you're gonna want to pay attention to. Is like, what does your sleep patterns look like? How much coffee are you drinking in the morning or throughout the day? Even like, usually if you're drinking multiple afternoon coffees, you're probably not getting good sleep. Same thing with like your alcohol consumption, and then the more important thing out of all of that is gonna be your water consumption. That's what's gonna help basically oil the gears up and make it so you can keep continuing on doing what you gotta do. So those are gonna be like the biggest things to pay attention to. Obviously, you're probably gonna want more sleep and more water. And maybe a little bit less coffee, or make it so it stays even with what you're already drinking consistently. And the alcohol consumption can really beat you up and throw off all three of those, to be honest. So
yeah,
just
absolutely.
A couple of little parameters to pay attention to, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely that alcohol consumption. Because I know it's like, you know, you get with the relatives, you get with the family and everything like that. It's like, chances are you might be having some drinks. It's like, you know, I know most of us do anyway, right?
And it is the season to kind of connect. You know, his friends want to get together and do stuff. I just went out for beers to the new Stoop location in Kenmore. Stoop's one of my favorite breweries down in Ballard. They have a Kenmore location. Totally killer.
Very nice.
Incredible IPAs.
Yeah.
But, you know, he reached out of the blue and he was like, hey, let's go get beers. We haven't hung out for a while. And that kind of thing happens during the holidays.
This is the time for that. This is really the time. I mean, yeah, because like a lot of people might be coming back into town. I know for myself, a lot of my friends, you know, I have a couple friends in like New York, California, like anything like that. And they come back to see their families, right? So when they're back, yeah, what are you going to do? You're going to go grab drinks or something like that. And I think, you know, it's one of those things where I know that most people realize that alcohol affects your sleep, right? I mean, it'd be pretty hard not to realize that. But I think that some people don't realize like how much it can actually affect your sleep. And then going into the next day or even the day after that, the kind of fatigue you can feel and your body's just going to be run down. So a couple of things that I always tell people to do is like, you know, it's always kind of that old adage, like if you're going out and having some beers, great. I know you're going to do it. That's fine. And it's great to do that. Just make sure you're hydrating throughout your time out. Like, you know, if you're having a beer, drink some water as you're doing it in between. Like, you know, just make sure you're balancing things out that way. And then definitely one of the things that I always make sure I do if I'm going to have some beers with friends or something like that, before I go to bed, I make sure that I drink something that has like a high amount of electrolytes in it, right? So try to really like rehydrate my body before I go to bed. And then I do the same exact thing when I wake up. And that's going to set your body up better to absorb any other extra water you're drinking a little bit more so, and then just hydrate you better for the next day. So, and that's going to help your sleep a little bit as well too.
That's a great call out. And I think too, with on the alcohol consumption and the water consumption, you know, one thing with water, it's really great if you have a dedicated drinking vessel that you know what size it is.
Oh, yeah.
So people can, it's really hard if you have like a small cup and then you have this other water bottle that you use, and then maybe you're at a restaurant and you have a glass of water, and you can think you've actually drank a lot of water, but you probably have drunk far less than you actually think.
Yeah.
Whereas if you have a standard size container, like your dedicated water bottle that you can fill up X number of times a day, that's a goal you can attain. I highly recommend
the Mega Stanley Cup. It is a 40-ouncer stainless steel. I have it in the car. I wish I would have brought it in to record right now because it's amazing. I mean, it probably weighs like 5 pounds when it's full of water and ice. You drink three of those, you know, that's a gallon of water.
Yeah.
And it's easy to drink three because it has this mega big straw that's like a super high-flow straw. And it's just like, it's so pleasurable to drink. It's just drinking that water. So cool. It's the best cup I've ever seen.
You got to find something that works for you, right? And it's like, I know for my wife, she started drinking more water when she had a water bottle that had a straw,
yeah.
Right? And it's like, for me,
yes.
I don't necessarily like
you don't like. Oh, you might not
so
like the
like
straw.
So it's like, I might not utilize that. But definitely having something like that, exactly like you're saying, that you can utilize to realize how much you're drinking per day. And definitely with how much you might be doing in terms of the holidays with like going out, maybe staying up later, seeing family, cleaning the house, prepping food, whatever it's going to be. Just in general, increase your water intake throughout the day, like more so than you have been. It's just going to help you fight fatigue a little bit more and just help set you up as you're going through the holidays.
It's going to make the liver happy.
It definitely will.
Make the liver
yeah.
happy. You're already eating a lot more sugar around the holiday times. Like, that's going to stress the liver. You got coffee consumption. The caffeine is just going to make you run pretty much on fumes without you knowing it. And that's going to stress the liver. It's going to basically mobilize a lot more glucose so your body can break that down for energy. And then you got if you're breaking down the toxins from, like, whether that's food or alcohol or whatever it is, that's going to tax the liver too. So just make sure you're taking care of that liver. It's a good organ. You want to keep it healthy.
Especially if you're going to be taxing a little bit with the alcohol.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And look into maybe some liver support. There's some great liver support supplements out there, and there's some great supplements out there that actually help process alcohol a little bit too. Like, there's a company called Cheers that's great, and there's another company called Flyby on Amazon that I actually prefer over Cheers because it's like half the price and does the exact same thing.
Yeah, that's perfect.
But those are great.
Really cool that I figured out like recently is like mushrooms can do that too. Like reishi mushrooms or like cordyceps, things like that, because they help your liver to process toxins. So they actually can help you to process that alcohol a little bit more too.
That's great. And you have don't you have like a mushroom supplement that you love or
yeah,
a couple like that you've tried?
Tim and I, we really like the mud water. So there's like a combination of like reishi, cordyceps, chaga, lion's mane in there. It's just a great blend. There's like a little bit of cinnamon and turmeric in there. So a little bit of anti-inflammatories helps you with digestion.
Is that a daily drinker kind of thing or like?
We used to drink it like two times a day.
Okay.
Yeah. It used to be like my preferred version of like pre-workout as well.
And also like alternative to coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was having a tough time with espresso like a couple years ago when I started drinking it. I was drinking just way too much coffee in my day-to-day, and that helped me cut it down like literally like 75% of my consumption.
Yeah,
that's
energy
amazing.
You get off of it too is
I'm an
very
older son.
Clean.
This is probably a good time to do it. They probably have a Black Friday sale.
Yeah.
No, clean energy. It's like I feel like the energy you get off of is a little bit, honestly, better than coffee in terms of like, you know, focus, energy, like kind of going throughout the day and like what we noticed here. So it's like, you know, we use it a lot. Like that was a little while back. It's like we still use it sporadically. It's like something now that we're getting into the holidays also for us. It's kind of like, I might need to revisit that a little bit.
Let's break the mud water out. That's a good tip for everybody.
It's a good one to check out.
I mean, okay. So we kind of got, you know, water, hydration, mud water, watch the alcohol, watch the coffee intake, that kind of stuff, sleep. What are some of the other things that we know work really well for people?
So nutrition is going to be a big one too. So that's definitely one where it's like you definitely want to watch what you're eating. We know we're going to be eating a lot more sugar and everything else like that during this time as well. So trying to balance that out with what you can eat other than that is going to be really important.
Yeah, try to keep it clean. A good way I think about it is that 80-20 rule. So if you know you're going to be having some more out events or you know you're going to be enjoying some maybe some baked goods that you normally don't have or that type of thing, if the other 80% of the time you have it dialed in, that 20% or 10% flex time is going to have a very minimal effect on you. That's a good way that I like to think about it.
Yeah.
A little bit of balance, you know, but the balance skewed towards good food, whole, real, unprocessed, minimally processed food.
Yeah.
And then give yourself that leeway to have some fun.
Well, I mean, you got to.
Eat some cookies. Have a piece of pie.
Eat the cookies. Come on.
I have pie like a couple days in a row. Like, I kind of take that pie down. Then I cut it off, though. 3 days, I just like throw it away.
I mean, pumpkin pie, high protein. That's like breakfast.
It is. I have it for breakfast. That's
what
I have
it
for.
A little whipped cream on the top. I know that's what James likes.
No, I love whipped cream. Straight out of the bottle.
Yeah, why? Just you don't even need an excuse.
Shots.
Just spray it right.
Yeah,
exactly. Right down. Down it goes.
I mean, that's what the holidays are for, too. You know, that whipped cream with all those desserts, getting together with family. And then with all those foods, like, you got leftovers, so you can get creative, too, while we're, like, eating all that food, you know. Make it last a couple days.
Yeah, it's good, man. It's good.
Yeah, this year I'm going to miss out on all of that because we're going to Mexico for Thanksgiving. So another way to beat holiday burnout is to go to Mexico. during the holidays for a big chunk of time, like 10 days. Yeah, that's another good one.
Because then you're going to have the leftovers, but you're going to have some margaritas.
I'm going to have lots of margaritas, lots of tacos. But, you know, that's good. That's good for you. That's good for the soul, man. Sunshine, tacos, infinity pool, beach, tequila.
Not much turkey in there, though.
Nah, no turkey. It's going to be weird.
That's all right. Some chicken tacos, you know.
Exactly. I'm going to just pretend. Yeah, totally.
I think that works.
I think it's a good trade-off, really.
It's a great trade-off.
Yeah. So then what about, I think the other thing, too, is exercise, obviously, is a big part of, you know, these are all the foundations, the fundamentals. But exercise can be something that falls off for people during the holidays because it can feel like you have even less time, time strapped even more. You know, so what are our thoughts on, like, how do you stay consistent during the holidays with your exercise routines?
I think with those, like, with the holidays coming up, you got to, like, stick with your routine. Like, try to, like, create those good habits that you've already had going into the holidays. And then even with, like, all the extra load of, like, the prepping and the hosting, like, stick to your routine the best you can and find that time to exercise or, like, hit the lacrosse ball, you know, roll out those muscles and just move as much as you can. I mean, you're going to be, like, moving around shopping and, you know, cleaning the house, but make some time just for you to take care of yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't think that you have to work out, like, the same amount of time either. Like, most people, like, that work out, like, especially that come into the office, they're in the gym for, like, an hour to 2 hours at a time. And, one, I think that's too long to begin with. But, realistically, you don't have that much time during the holidays. So, just to get in, like, a 20-minute circuit where you're just working hard for that 20 minutes, you're thinking about just your breath to that point, that's going to be good enough to stimulate that human growth hormone letdown in your body, that testosterone, anything that's going to be helpful for, like, protecting your body against any toxins, one, but also, like, helping you to sustain what you've already built up.
Totally. Yeah, so I think that's a great call out. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to spend the same amount of time maybe as you do outside of this, the holiday, but I definitely, it's not one of those things where you just want to, like, let it coast and think in January I'm going to pick it back up. You know, stick to those routines or maybe even set some targets. Like, I'm going to get X number of workouts in this week, even if they're shorter workouts, and shoot for a goal that you can you know, motivate yourself to go hit and give yourself permission maybe to do a shorter, more intense style workout.
Yeah, you got to give yourself a little bit of grace with that, but I think setting intention and what you want to do is the most important part of that, where it's like if you set the intention to work out, let's say, like, 3 times a week, right? Yeah, like exactly like Dr. Lee was saying, like, great, you can do it a little bit shorter, okay? But I definitely think, like, what Dr. James was saying as well is, like, if you have a routine and you think you can stick to it, that's great too, right? I mean, it's like, yeah, you don't need to be killing yourself with time at the gym, but if you have a certain routine and you can stick to it, that's great, because a lot of other things in your life at this time during the holidays is going to be outside of your routine. So, like, mentally and physically, if you can keep something that's, like, similar to what you have been doing, your body's going to recognize that and it's going to like that better anyway. So if you can do that, great. If you can't do that, set the intention to work out a little bit, like maybe 3 to 4 times a week. It can be short. Go for a walk, go for a run, whatever you want to do, get outside. And that leads me kind of to the next thing where it's like, just make sure you're setting aside time for yourself as well. Like, if the workout is time to yourself, great. If you just want to sit in a room and watch a TV show on your computer for 30 minutes, great. Do what you need to do to just take time for yourself, because you're going to be giving so much time to other people.
That's a great call out. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, oftentimes when we're thinking about how busy it is during the holidays, we're not thinking about, you know, it's not a great time maybe to start a new habit or to dust off a habit that you used to have. But in actuality, there's no better time to take a self-care and kind of dust off. Maybe if you had a meditation routine going on, or you had a journaling routine going on, or, you know, you had something where you were creating a little bit of, you know, space for yourself, a little bit of white noise to unplug, this is the time to absolutely break that back out. You know, I mean, that could be, there's so many cool things, you know, that could be like, yeah, watching a show, or it could be like listening to some tranquil music and just closing your eyes and allowing your mind to kind of drift and be peaceful. It could be like getting some yoga action in, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's like so many options these days and so much cool on-demand stuff. You know, I'm a big fan, obviously, of Peloton. We got the bike now, too. So we got the bike and the tread. And we got the badass tread, the dangerous tread. Not the new safe tread. I don't want that. I want the dangerous tread. That's the one we have. Yeah, it's dangerous. And anyways, but they have, you know, Peloton, like everybody, like Apple Fitness, all these guys, you know, they have all kinds of cool meditation stuff too. And it is just an awesome resource out there. So, you know, don't think like, I don't really know how to do this, or maybe I haven't done it in a bit. Man, there's so many guides out there now, so many free resources too that you can use. But absolutely, that self-care is so critical.
Yeah, for sure.
It really is. Yeah. Ultimately, at the end of the day, I think it's like avoid overwhelm, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to do everything, but focus on the fundamentals. Focus on food. Focus on, yeah, sleep. Focus on hydration. Focus on getting that movement in and getting some of that self-care in. And know that even little bits of effort there can reap big rewards. So you don't have to do everything, but those little things to help yourself will actually add up to a lot.
They 100% all exactly like you said. It doesn't have to be a lot all at once, but just hitting a little bit here and there, you're going to notice a difference.
Absolutely. And of course, if along the way you're dealing with aches, pains, and any of that kind of stuff, we're here for you. We don't close during the holidays. You know, we have some time off around the big days, but we're here rocking and rolling. And, you know, pain doesn't stop because it's the holidays, but it stops when you come to Head to Toe.
Oh, it does.
That's when the pain stops, baby.
100%. Definitely.
Awesome. Well, gentlemen, thank you for being here. Thanks for sharing your tips. Everybody have a safe and awesome holidays, and hope you're able to pull some nuggets out of this to use to avoid that holiday burnout and really make this a great season for yourself and the people that you love. So take care. We'll catch you on the next episode. And until then, remember, movement is the best medicine. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.